Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Ever wonder what the USDA certified organic label on your food stands for? Or what the difference is between organic and all natural? You might be surprised. Visit stonyfield.com to understand what organic means and why it's really worth it. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. It's been nearly a year since the six reactors at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant were hit by a devastating earthquake and tsunami tidal waves. Now a new Japanese study reveals that in the confusion that followed, government officials considered evacuating Tokyo. After the Japanese disaster, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission investigated the safety of our reactors. They all passed, but the NRC reports that last year there were 15 significant safety lapses at U.S. nuclear power plants. The Union of Concerned Scientists studied those safety lapses and the NRC's response to them. David Lockbaum, director of the group's nuclear safety project, says while no one was injured, there were some near misses.
Near miss is our term for the times when an event or discovery at a U.S. nuclear power plant caused the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to send a team out to understand what happened and why. One other aspect of a near miss is the NRC only sends those teams out when that event or discovery could increase the likelihood of core damage or core meltdown by a factor of 10 or more. And last year, there were 15 near misses.
So a near miss is nearly disaster.
Well, it's a couple steps down the road that nobody wants to get to the destination of.
Now, you reviewed these near misses, and you said that at least on three occasions, the NRC did a pretty good job.
Yes, the NRC did an extremely good job. The best example would be the Fort Calhoun plant in Nebraska, where the NRC inspectors found that its flooding protection wasn't good enough, made the owner fix those problems, and just a few months later, the Mississippi River flooded and made that plant an island for a short period of time. So the NRC's efforts months earlier made that plant ready for the act of nature it experienced.
On the other hand, there's some very serious incidents, as you say.
It's a yin and yang, or good and bad. The other side of the coin, the NRC is tolerating some problems. There's roughly half of the fleet of U.S. plants don't meet fire protection regulations. About a quarter of the plants have seismic hazards or earthquake hazards greater than they're designed to withstand. So we need to do something about the known safety hazards because they can hurt us someday.
Now, when you say they don't meet the fire protection standards, the NRC acknowledges that?
Yes, the NRC acknowledges that they have a list of the 47. We use their list. Those owners have made promises and plans to come into compliance sometime over the next decade or so, but that pace is good as long as they don't have a fire. It's bad if they ever experience a fire.
What about the earthquake risk? You say that there were 27 plants allowed to operate with seismic protection levels that were inadequate?
Yeah, the NRC's known that since 1996. Last August of 2011, the North Anna nuclear plant in Virginia experienced an earthquake larger than it was designed for. That was on the list that the NRC's known about for two decades that are in that boat. Fortunately, that plant survived an earthquake larger than it was designed for, but we need to reduce our dependence on luck and increase our dependence on skill.
Now, one nuclear power company, Entergy, had a particularly bad record last year.
Yeah, Entergy had four of the 15 near misses, far more than their fair share. The NRC looked at each of those four individually, but they didn't step back to see if there's a corporate hand at play in those problems. That, you know, isn't the company not providing enough resources? Do they not establish high enough standards, or are they just not following through? But the NRC never asks and answers those questions. So we felt that that's one of the things the NRC should do when they see one company having a particularly bad year. Connect the dots to see if it's just coincidence or if there's some common theme that's causing those problems to manifest themselves over and over.
One of the plants that Entergy owns actually is not far from where I'm sitting right now. It's the Pilgrim Power Plant just south of Boston. It seems to me from reading your report, they had a very serious incident.
They and a similar event at the Millstone Plant, Connecticut, were the two near misses that troubled me the most. What happened at Pilgrim was that in April of 2011, they were restarting from a refueling outage. Very common activity that's practiced in control room simulators and done in the plant routinely. that day, for some reason, the operators had a very, very bad day. They increased the power level too much. They corrected it by decreasing the power level too much. They overcorrected again and pulled control rods out, increased the power level too much. They eventually got the reactor to the point where its power level was doubling every 20 seconds. That's a 100-ton mass of nuclear uranium and plutonium that's power level is doubling every 20 seconds. At some point, they tilted the machine, basically, and it automatically shut down. What troubles us about that is it's good that the protective system stepped in and took the operators out of the game and shut the reactor down. But these are the operators who are supposed to protect workers and the public in event of an accident. If they can't walk and chew gum, we're not confident that they're going to be able to run and juggle like they'd need to do to respond as necessary during an accident.
Now, the NRC is considering relicensing Pilgrim. It's been operating for 40 years. It wants to go on for another 20 years. Does the NRC consider this incident in reviewing the relicensing application?
The NRC reviewed this event separately from that procedure. The NRC was not happy with the performance at Pilgrim. Basically, they used up their get-out-of-jail-free card. If they do anything like that again in the next year or so, they face serious consequences. So that they sent the right message based on what happened, and that seems like it got the company's attention.
Now, as I understand it, 70 of our nuclear reactors have gotten relicensed for another 20 years. Not a single one has been denied.
That is correct. To be fair to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, while they've never denied an application, they have said not yet quite frequently, which then requires the plant owners to go back and do more homework, commit to more measures in order to get the NRC's concurrence at the end of the day. So while they have never denied a petition, they have required plant owners to supplement them extensively to satisfy the NRC.
The NRC, I guess, saw your report, and they say there's nothing new here.
Unfortunately, that's true. Those plants have been out of compliance for many, many years. So what would be new would be to have the NRC make those plants comply with the regulations. And if so, we'll record that in next year's report.
Well, David Lochbaum, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
David Lochbaum is director of the Union of Concerned Scientists Nuclear Safety Project.